All right, I think we're all back.
All right, great.
Okay. Yeah, so Emily and I were just talking, and I was saying how normally I would go for that higher deductible, but like you're saying, Dawn, this one kind of makes it that you go for the lower, and given it's not, I mean, it's, you know, more money per month, but not, I mean, 170, but then also you got that lower max. So I think maybe the silver plan maybe makes some sense, Emily. It'll give you, because the other thing, Emily, that you would cover is if you do go to places, you would just cover those copays. And, you know, to have those be a little bit less, it's kind of nice. You know, if you go and it's $10 versus $35 or whatever, that, you know, makes a difference when you're going for copays. So I think that might.
Do you see a specialist, Emily? Do you see like a dermatologist or any doctor outside of your primary care physician?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No one.
That specialist copay is a major difference between the bronze and silver, but.
Yeah, what is the difference?
$120 for the bronze plan is the copay for a specialist, and $25 for the silver plan.
Yep.
So
you know what, Emily? I'm going to say, given those lower copays, and given that that's something that you and Sarah would just simply pay from the resources you have, the copays.
Yeah.
Because you know, calling us up and saying I need $25 doesn't make sense, right? So
yeah.
I just that's where you would cover that portion of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that makes it more accessible for you. Because we do want you, if you do need medical care, we want you taking care of things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Doing your physicals, taking care of things, all that is, mm-hmm. you know, it's important. So to do it in a way that makes it more accessible for you, I think makes sense.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you, Don?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I think sometimes when you have these high deductible plans, people don't want to go to the doctor because it's going to cost too much, you know. And when you have a plan that, oh, I can go see my doctor because, you know, I've got maybe strep throat, I want to check that out. I can do that for $10? Okay, that's worth it, you know. So I think it just really does give you zero excuse to not take care of your health, right? So it's very mm-hmm. affordable that way. So.
And who is the provider?
This would be through Priority Health.
Okay.
So.
And how are they, do you feel good about
them? Yeah, their network is very strong in the whole state of Michigan. So we'd be hard pressed to find a doctor who's not participating with Priority Health. If you do go out of state, the only coverage that you would have would be for emergent or urgent needs, but you would have coverage there as well.
Okay.
Yep.
And what about if there is any international travel?
If there is international travel, let me double check on that. I want to say they cover urgent and emergent needs as well, but let me just double check on that.
Emily, do you have any travel?
I don't have any international travel plans for 2026.
Okay.
Just around the United States.
Okay. I want to just double-check on that just so you...
Yeah, just so if something would come up, Emily, that we would know if you need to do something like we did last time, right, where you have
that short term.
There you go.
Yeah. Let's see, I got the summary of benefits pulled up here, so let me just double-check.